There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
You should really consider the idea that you're always on the record somewhere.
And they're only enjoying the fact that they haven't been all over recordings or TikTok and YouTube and stuff is because they're in a small town.
Right.
Yes. You know what I mean? But had they been in the big city, they'd be all over the camera recordings.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes it's still, like, for somebody outside of rural areas, some aspects of it's still like 1972.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're just getting back from Vietnam.
You've talked before that you should only speak like you think your grandmother is listening, right?
Well, I'm not always, but as a general rule of thumb, when you're conducting like from 8 to 5 for the average person, yes, you should conduct yourself as if you're with your grandma.
And then as soon as you leave.
And then with your buddies, people you trust.
Yeah.
Trust is a hard thing to come by, so is privacy. Mm-hmm. And you got to have both of those things to sometimes cut loose.
Yeah.
That's not a lesson. That's why you can't just be going around running your mouth off however you like, whenever you like.
Very true.
Man, I don't know. Do we just go into it? I mean, like national headlines here in McCurtain County.
Yeah.
I'll say I, Patrick Massey, am going to be very measured about it. I imagine you, Jay Lindley, will be measured. And then Rusty Shackelford over here, who's not from around here, and you'll never find him. He can talk however he wants.
There we go.
It.
I like
Sweet.
It.
Rusty.
Yeah.
Rusty. Love him.
We'll do that thing to his voice.
I think there's actually a Rusty Shackelford in this area. So.
No, Rusty, sorry.
Not that guy.
Well, you see the thing about what I think about the sheriff.
So basically...
Yeah, please. I don't know how to articulate it.
Basically, the sheriff, a couple of county commissioners, and some other officials in capacity of whatever were recorded in
doesn't matter how
discussion.
No.
You know, and I'll get to that. Yeah, absolutely, because that has been brought up.
This is a multi-layered story.
Yes. Recorded possibly or allegedly saying some things that were not tasteful, possibly or allegedly about black folk. I have not listened to this audio myself.
Yeah.
I'm just reading the headlines.
Yeah.
And then
when you have white county officials who are specifically talking about black people, you imagine it's probably not a good, it's not a good conversation. It's not like, you know what? I believe in reparations too. It wasn't that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
I guess.
And so soulful.
Yeah. I heard somebody, I overheard somebody say, and who were you hanging down in the bottoms? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're talking about the muddy bottoms or whatever. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had somebody say, or what was it? It's like, is that the mud bottoms down there or the mud about bottoms over by there? It's like everybody's got a mud bottoms.
Yeah. That was me. I've got Mud Creek real close to my house. Like, man, don't be doing that down there. And then I'm like, right. Like
Tyler said, Idabel got a mud creek.
Everybody got
Hochtown got a mud creek. Broken Bow got a mud creek.
We all get mud creeks.
We all get mud creeks across America.
Mud creek for
and
you.
And you get a mud creek. Yeah. And you.
Yeah. Even like the New York's got a mud creek.
Yeah.
Chicago, mud creek in Chicago.
It's the Hudson, right?
I was going to say, it's actually just shit, though.
Yeah. It's just a shit flowing out of a sewer.
Literally. But anyway, so some things were said, and you can hear the audio. Like you said, it was national headlines.
Widely circulated. From Wall Street Journal to the New York Times.
Yes.
And everywhere in between has got this. And with links, if obviously they're going to have the audio posted there. But I've only posted the link. I've not on our website. Yeah, I've not added that audio. Transcript. The audio.
Transcript.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, now the Sheriff's Department Facebook page has put out a couple of statements. One of them that was that the transcript and the audio doesn't line up or doesn't, so it's been
doctored.
Yes. Well, so it has not added up in a couple. There's a couple of times where, and I can imagine maybe in the haste of the original story, a comment was attributed to the wrong person.
Right.
On my transcript, I did fix it because I listened to it multiple times and I could tell that was a different voice that said this particular part.
Gotcha.
But nothing that changes the character of what was recorded. Mm. And perhaps the sheriff's office statement says that the audio has been doctored and altered, and I'm no professional when it comes to all that, but I'll be honest, sometimes that's really evident, and I've not caught anything like that in what I've heard.
I do feel confident in the fact, though, that if it is doctored, that will come to light because the FBI is on it.
We could tell.
Yes.
I mean, with what we all do, I think we can tell if audio's been chopped up and
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so even if it's been chopped up, I mean, it would take...
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I don't think we mentioned this was secretly recorded.
Yes.
In a public area of public, yeah.
Was it secret, though?
Well, they didn't know.
Didn't know they were being recorded.
This is a office. This is an official office where they conduct those meetings.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he, or any media, is known to record in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was a part... this is my understanding. Again, I was not there. But he was a part of the meeting as it was being recorded. He got up and left, and the recording device still going... And that is when this conversation happened. Again, I don't know that for a fact.
I saw him get an interview on Fox 23, Channel 23 here in Oklahoma. And he said, I left it in there. And I went back to get it
left
later.
Left it. Yes. So again, I don't know if
it was on, it was off. Yeah. I didn't know. I left it.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you went in and recorded a hospital meeting or something, and you're like, I just can't be here for this meeting. You set down the tape. You started recording before the meeting happened, probably. Went and took your phone call. And then came back and picked up the meeting. Would that be secretly recording it? Again, I don't know if that's the situation we have here, but that's how I understood it.
That's at least what I would say in my defense if I was the reporter who recorded this and especially went back later and found out, like, oh, y'all were talking about killing me.
Yeah. There's no doubt, though, that this is a tumultuous relationship between the sheriff's department and this newspaper.
Sure.
So I don't know if one would, and if I was on trial, somebody was asking me, I would try to spin it to make me sound good too.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So again, I don't know the super details of all this, and I think it'll all come to light, like, because FBI and OSBI is on it.
Sure.
That's when it comes to the altering, though, and doctoring, I mean, you can chop audio pretty good and stuff, but to string together something that is wildly, that's not said, like, you know, with a variety of different words from different places.
Right. I've tried.
And like, it's not easy.
Yeah.
He would have had to hire somebody. That's 100%, because I don't think this guy is capable of doing something like that.
He's not online.
That. Yeah.
His paper is not
those
online.
Words were like said.
70s, maybe?
Yeah. Because are they saying, oh, it's doctored as in it's like chopped together? Or are they saying it's faked? Because it's definitely real.
Right.
That is real audio to fake audio like that, even with the AI and the technology we have now.
You would need hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
I really think so. Like not an app for 99 cents to make them say whatever that you want.
This is not the Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard.
Exactly.
You know, this is,
You know how they get those things like where, you know, it's the AI where you can just type and then you put in all the audio and now the computer catches the voice and that. For it to be solid, like not noticeable, you would need thousands of hours of their audio with nothing else either, just the audio of them.
Crisp,
clean audio into that program so that it can catch every inflection and every little thing. Mm. So I don't know what I haven't read the whole thing where they say it's doctored and altered, but everybody's talking about it. I'm like, it sounds like they're saying this thing's faked.
Right.
All right. This thing is just not, and none of us were even there.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you're right. And that is even more to that. The first statement the sheriff's department made was it was illegal.
Yeah.
They did it illegally.
Yeah.
And then the second one is, oh, it's fake or it's doctored, you know, so meaning it's not all true,
right?
Whatever was released to the public. And that may be true too, a portion of that. But it seems like those are very middle school responses.
Yeah.
It's not helping the situation. Right. It's like a whataboutism kind of thing. It's like, oh yeah, well, we said this. Well, he did it illegally. At this point, Tyler, you made this point that the cat is out of the bag.
It doesn't matter
how it was obtained. It's out there now. Mm-hmm. That is now we have two separate things, at least.
If you're looking for a conviction, then this whole thing could get thrown out if it was illegally recorded or whatever.
Court of public opinion?
Yeah, exactly. That's there, and it's not illegal to say, I wish we could just hang black people down at Mud Creek. Again, that's not an illegal thing to say.
Yeah.
You can say that. It just means that nobody's going to vote you in again, or everybody's going to hate you. Yeah.
Or at least that should be the case.
That should be the case. Yeah.
If you're a believer of free speech.
Exactly. I don't know. It's a tough situation for anybody.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to be in it.
Right.
There's plenty of recordings I've made that if made to light, would make me look bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
over the years.
Oh, and other people.
I've got plenty of recordings of other people that could be not near like this, you know, but there are some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah. I might have one.
Yeah. Yeah, you may. You probably do.
And if that was jarring to hear us say about I want to kill you or the racist thing, let's also hit the three main things that are like being talked about right now.
So far,
because the full audio is yet to release, the 3 hours or whatever.
Apparently there's judges being threatened on that audio.
Oh, really?
Apparently, allegedly.
Okay. Local, so we'll see how that shakes out. So the first thing is this reporter thinking or hearing they're allegedly saying, we're going to kill this guy. I know a couple guys down in Louisiana who can do this type of thing, quiet or whatever. Yeah. We already got the holes dug.
I got a backhoe.
I got a backhoe. Oh, you know, and then they're like, well, we don't need it. The hole's dug already.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So threatening of life and obviously conspiracy of murder and that.
Strike one.
Allegedly. Yeah. Strike one.
Allegedly.
And then number two is the.
Which is really I think this is nationally, your number two is number one.
That's my number one because honestly, a man wants to plot and kill. That's their business. Yeah. I have no care.
It's up to y'all.
Yeah. I've said it, you know. Yeah, who wouldn't kill a little?
If it was me, it'd be my own business.
The little killing,
you know.
The hole's there already.
Yeah.
We might as well use it.
Yeah,
it's like you waste a hole.
But my excavator.
Yeah. And so number two, which is really the number one, the part that got me fired up, is the racist, you know, it's, you're talking about a sheriff and commissioners, right? Talking about how they wished, you know, basically frontier justice was still a thing and they could just grab up, you know, and not even question black folks and
good old
hang
Sunday
them,
night
you know?
Lynching.
Yeah, lynching. Yeah,
bring
yeah.
back the Sunday night lynching.
Yeah.
Now that's one of the statements that is, quote unquote, a falsehood, or supposed to be a falsehood.
That's what I'd say.
Is they said
Blackjack or something?
Blackjack instead of black man or black guy or whatever.
We used to take everybody named Blackjack down there to Mud Creek and hang them up. White, black, Indian, it didn't matter.
My brother, his name was Blackjack.
True, I didn't think about it that way.
I've seen that defense on Facebook. Yeah. It's so stupid. There's people that I don't think he said black man. Well, that.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. If you look at that, you remember like how you figure out what the definition of a word is, the way it's used in a sentence?
Yeah.
Use the similar
context clues.
Context clues, yes. In that. Yeah. And they're talking about, you remember when the Blackjack was around? We used to take them down to Mud Creek and hang them by their necks, from a tree.
Yep. Like as if everybody went, oh, he didn't say black man. He must be talking about something completely different.
Yeah. Unless Blackjack was non-binary and used they pronouns. For Blackjack. Remember that one time that we took Blackjack down there to Mud Creek and we hanged them?
They them. Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. There's the second one.
I'm building
one.
A great defense.
Yeah, you are.
For them right now.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. And then the third one is also in poor taste. There was recently an egregious house fire.
Yeah.
That, like, the whole story, that's a whole story in and of itself.
Arson
that is
homicide.
So, yeah. Arson homicide.
By, like, a very well-to-do person.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that did
it. Just a wildlife photographer. That's all I am.
That's crazy.
happens to own some, and allegedly, I don't know how all that shaked out.
Well, it was his buddy. It was, his buddy, right?
Was like, yeah. Well, let's burn her out.
He's 89 years old.
Right.
Right, yeah. That part. That's unfortunate, too. I mean, these old people, it's like, y'all really just think burning the place down is the way to go?
Yeah. Yeah. So lady runs into her now burning house to save her dog and perishes with the dog, right? Gotcha. And then as, you know, and then the sheriff and the commissioner, she looked like, you know, barbecued ribs or whatever, like meat falling off the bone. I was hungry after and all that, you know, like, so again, super poor taste.
Yeah. Illegal, maybe, maybe not, but probably not
illegal.
That part.
Not illegal. No.
That part's not illegal. Yeah. It's just
everybody's got ways to cope with how they, you know, deal with death. Yeah, so maybe they're, you know, so whatever. You know, poor taste.
Yeah, is all, gotcha.
Your grandma, you would not say that to your grandma. let's just keep the grandma
off the list.
Yeah. Let's keep the grandma theory in on this.
All right, absolutely.
Right? They were at work.
Yeah. Right? Strike three here. Maybe she would have been cool with the racist comment.
She is your grandma.
Yeah, she's your grandma.
She's been to the bottom.
I know it.
Even if your grandma was black, if you're listening and you had a black grandma, she might have believed that statement. Yeah.
It's true.
I did. I seen it.
But your grandma would not like, you know, the correlation between a burnt human and some, you know, rib tips. Like, you know, that's not fun. And then also the old, you a conspiracy to commit allegedly? I don't know. I feel like I've done allegedly. I don't know. I don't know any of this crap.
I think you should just name the episode allegedly.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Is everything mentioned is alleged, reported, coming from primary sources.
True.
However, from the recording itself.
Yeah.
And it like the we are not espousing any arguments that have not been made, or not arguments, facts. I'm sorry, facts of the case that have. There is a recording, and people were discussed on it.
Right.
Discuss stupid things on it.
Yeah.
Don't exactly know who yet. I wasn't in the room when it happened.
Right.
So none of the three of us, I don't think, were. So everything's alleged reported.
Yes.
We're having to base this off reporting from a local newspaper, which I personally believe there's local newspapers. You should still give them a little benefit of the doubt.
Right.
And what they say.
Right. Well, I'm glad you say that, because I'm surprised the narrative of, well, that's just big bad media trying to sick national media, state and national media on the little sheriff, on our beloved Leos, you know, or whatever, or our beloved officials.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I'm surprised that narrative hasn't been shot out there.
Yeah, that's true. I've not seen that. I've read a lot of Facebook comments about it, and certainly not seen that one. It seems nobody's really. If there are supporters of the other side, they're being tactful at best. And,
I just don't know how you can jump up and defend.
Well, I did see one official post on their personal Facebook that it wasn't. They didn't say black guys. They said blackjack.
Blackjack.
So again, that's jumping out there a little too soon. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Unless he was sitting there, I don't know if he was sitting there or not. And if that's the case, maybe he was making a definite statement of him knowing what was going on in the moment.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's a federal official who probably shouldn't say no. Don't jump in there.
That's a perfect case. I forget what the rule or the law is, but better to be quiet and be thought an idiot than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yeah. True.
And that's, I mean, blackjack, even if you have a meaning for that. I don't know. Like, you just.
It's indefensible.
It's indefensible.
There's no way.
Yeah. Even if all of that, let's just say for sure, 100%, it turns out that all of this was a big misunderstanding. Right.
Okay.
You still lose your job. It's unfortunate. You know, it happened, you know, and it's everybody's like going to hate you.
What if somebody was on the other side of the door? Or if that's how this all came out, is that. They were talking all this crap, and somebody just happened to be hearing from them.
Right.
And they went to the newspaper and said, this is what I heard them say. I'm willing to go on the record for it.
Yeah.
At that point, legal, illegal, how it was, that's not even a question. This has happened. If resignations are the only next step, you know, everybody resign.
So then the question is, should any of the people that may not have engaged in the foul speaking but were in the room, should they have...
Silence is violence.
Yeah. Did you? I mean, should something be said now? Should they go on the record to say, this is what I heard?
Hmm.
You know, that's a tough one. If you're talking a small town.
If y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
that's it.
I mean, you still got to you got to imagine how you're going to look as you're going around town. Yeah. How are you going to look when you go to church? You know, it's tough. It's tough. You know, if I was in that room, if I was in the room and all those things were said, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I mean. Obviously, the ethical thing would be, I suppose, at the end of the day, is to help set the record straight. At the same time, there's no way you could have been in that room and not be somewhat biased.
Yeah,
everybody's got a bias. Right? Yeah. And they would. You know, that's the case. Maybe it's worthwhile at that point. You know, as much as this is blown up, this is now getting into the authority side of things, like investigations, and there's going to be inquiries and stuff like that. Maybe I need to shut up until I'm under oath.
Right.
And when I'm under oath and that everything I say better be true,
right,
that's when I'll tell the truth.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just for the record, CNN was at the courthouse this morning.
Really? Mm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So how's the wind blowing over here? Like, what are people?
It seems like if I just pay attention to the people that are talking to me, because again, I'm a media outlet. I don't go hard on the news. It's just not my style. Mm-hmm. So I'm capable of standing back and watching the disaster happen. You know, kind of in this situation.
Be detached a little. Yeah. Bit. This thing best to be detached.
It seems like the majority wants them to go ahead and just resign. And I say them, I don't know which ones they are. You know what I mean? I'm just saying I think the group.
The group. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
I think the majority, and that's the vocal majority. Mm-hmm. Because people like me haven't said a thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I think the vocal majority wants the group to go ahead and resign. We did have a resignation this morning. One of the council members, he resigned. And I understand that he's already apologized as well. I don't know that for a fact. I didn't see or listen. But so we do have one that has said, hey, I did wrong and I'm bowing out. Mm-hmm. So my question, I don't see any of the other ones following suit.
Right.
I think
without a fight.
Yeah, I think they will fight it to the end.
Right. But like what you said, Patrick, you know, you got to worry about how you're seen around town.
Exactly.
Like, is that,
I mean, and this is these people's livelihoods too.
Right. But I mean, it's, again, it's an, the audio is unfortunate. All right. To say the least. Right. So, it's really nasty things said on there. Things I don't agree with at all.
Right.
And I understand, man, this is a rural America, you know, but I mean, do we live in a place where you'd have to think twice about calling out like racism and ignorance when you see it?
Absolutely.
And wanting to, and then you're afraid, like even at church, people are going to be like, you can't believe you called them out for them wretched things he said, you know, and believes, and he's a sheriff.
There'll be some segment of it for sure. You know,
We do live in your own. That's true. We do live in that society still a little bit. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it might even matter what part of the community you're a member of. You know?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just liking to feel like, you know, that's not true. That's I want to believe that that's not true.
Well, I think we've said it well before here on this podcast. If you live in, whatever county, California, USA, you are going to be in the minority if you want to tote a pistol and spit your backy on your boots. You know what I mean? You're going to be in the minority. So if you feel the large way that people that come from a background of that would wear something like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not everybody fits in one bubble that wears boots, but you know what I'm saying. The same as if you are here in this area, if you are a extreme liberal, you're going to be one in a thousand, and you're going to be ostracized anytime you come to light.
Right.
It's. But
I feel like that would look bad on the onlooker to look bad at somebody who called out race. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even around here, I feel like most people around here, even if you are a not sensitive, not empathetic, even if you're racist yourself, you'd be like, that's not right.
And, right.
You know, and you got caught on recording for saying that.
We've seen a lot of that for sure.
But I think it would be an enormous, like a complete outlier to be like upset at somebody. Like if anything, the racist would be like, you know, he's an idiot. He got caught talking about it. So screw him.
Well, this is where I do wonder though, like where the toxicity of the national conversation on race. I mean, it's almost there's the left has unfortunately kind of weaponized racism, at least in the eyes of rural conservative
Agreed.
People. So maybe in an area like this, you know, it's, I don't know.
No, it's my God-given right to be racist. Well,
no, it's not even that. It's, I don't know. It's something deeper and weirder, yeah. And I'm probably not, I shouldn't even talk anymore about it. But.
Well, I think you're right. As a whole, when it comes, well, let's just put it this way. I did hear the argument. Well, that's just shop talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I can see that if you are literally in the mechanic shop and you're talking, you know what I mean? But if you are in official capacity for the state, for the county, for any government, shop talk can't happen in that office.
Yeah.
You can it? I mean, I guess it does, obviously.
That's their shop, isn't it?
Right, but you're an official. You're elected by the people. I mean, again, it's different. Shop talk, again, we talked about Trump using his, you know, grab her by the pussy. Mm-hmm. And that's locker room talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, agreed. That is definitely locker room talk. We've all probably said something degrading about women in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I have. I never have. Nope,
I've actually never been in a locker room.
But I would never say those things to my fellow school board members after the school board meeting.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sure.
That's where I'm going with that.
And towards your point there is how nonchalantly and casual those conversations are. Nothing that was said within that recording is something that hadn't been said a million times before.
Oh, exactly.
And this is just the time it got caught.
And they definitely feel that way.
Yeah.
They definitely feel it.
Surely so.
Yeah,
and that's why, just real quick, is that if you're going to dance with the devil, you're going to get burned, you know? And when you're a county official and you're going around saying stupid things, eventually you're going to say stupid things that the public who voted you into position is going to hear and they're going to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the result of what happens. In the court of public opinion, these officials have, their verdict is guilty.
Yeah.
All right. Legal, the legality issue, the law side of this thing is secondary at this point.
Yeah. Sorry. When it comes to shop talk, like how much power do you have, you know, sheriff up there, you know, it's concerning. I worked in a shop. Let's just take that for example. Okay. I worked in a shop. Let's take these three examples. All right. If I'm in the shop and we're talking, we're doing some shop talk and he's like, man, that service advisor, I really wish I could kill him. You know, and the other guy's like, I got a hole digging out for him and this and that. I'm like, doesn't bother me. Right. Then you go to, oh man, did you see that one car that came in that was caught on fire and looked like barbecue? You know, all right, fine. All right. It's shop talk. But then when they're like, you know what? Everybody who drives a Camry, I wish we could still just take them and careen them off the cliff. Yep. Even in the shop, I'm gonna be like, that's wrong.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So like,
well, in this case, it doesn't even matter what you say.
Yeah.
The customer just heard. The customer was just walking by and heard all this and now is going to the management, the folks above your head.
Right.
And you're gone.
Yeah.
That's it.
That may be one of the complaints or fears of the public right now is that the sheriff doesn't have a manager.
Yeah.
He's got the public.
Yeah.
That's it. They voted him in. So those that may feel like he needs to step down but doesn't seem like he's going to, they may feel like they have a tyrant or a, you know, somebody that, I don't know.
To lose the confidence in the folks that you know you're meant to protect and serve, to have no confidence in them, the best thing he could do is resign just for his own self.
Absolutely,
he's looking at a disaster of a term.
Yep.
If he stays in that position, because nothing will be easy.
I don't see it falling short of an attempt to get the signatures to force him out if he doesn't resign, which is...
What are we going to do without a sheriff?
Yeah. No, they'll elect him.
An outlaw is going to come into town.
There are procedures for this, and it's just, we were joking a little bit off before we started this. This is a good time for people to just kind of review their 101 small town government, you know, and does a lot of calls. People like the amount of comment. The number one comment I feel like I've seen on Facebook is why isn't Biden
just fire him?
Yeah, sorry. More or less, yeah. Is why is he not fired?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like I even saw the comment like resign. That's too good for him. He needs to be fired. Yeah. And it's like, well, you can fire him. He's like a year into his term, maybe you can. Yeah, 3 years from now, you can certainly fire him by not voting for him. But you could also, plenty of people might still vote for him.
That's true.
So this is not how elected officials, nobody's obviously.
I know this racist. I'm comfortable with this one. I'm going to vote for him again.
Yeah. If a petition came around, if they were just like, hey, we Joe Blow down here in McCurtain County, do you need, would you sign this letter that fires Joe Biden? Yeah, they're going to sign it. All right. Yeah. Has that letter come by? If it could be signed, I mean, the president's got approval ratings like 29% or something, you know?
Worst ever, right?
Yeah, some of the worst ever. Yeah, he could be fired if that was a possibility, but it's not. So he's not. Nor is the
does Donald,
elected
does Donald Trump get to do it? You're fired.
You're fired.
You're perfect. There you have it.
Yeah.
National news. It's always big news when we make national news.
Yeah. The last time I remember, like, any part of our area making national news, I'm not going to count McCurtain County. That might happen more frequently over here. But the last time for Sevier County, where we live in Arkansas, the last
flood
time
of 67.
it was a few years back when they were having a session of court. Your wife might have even been there. Yep. And I'm a proud supporter of this podcast. She might have even been there when someone noticed something weird on one of the PA speakers.
Something weird over there.
Yeah, inside the courtroom. Well, you know it's weird when somebody takes a stick out and pokes it, right? It's going to be weird. So that's exactly what the bailiff did. He took out his nightstick.
Oh, classic.
And he pokes whatever's on, and it turns out it's a mass of bats. Like a mass of them.
Yeah, a mass of bats.
Yeah, yeah. Not a massive bat.
Yeah. Like this vampire that just arose.
That'd have been cool, too.
Yeah,
that would
have been cool.
But no, this was like hundreds that had just, for whatever reason, were formed around this speaker.
Yeah.
And they, it was like confetti going off inside. Yeah. Wow. The people were screaming. The bats were swooping down in people's hair.
Yeah.
People were running out of the courthouse. I mean, it was just as fast as they could. It was pure, absolute chaos. And man, it was like front page New York Times. Yeah. SNL did a skit about
bats
it.
Bats in the Belfried at rural Arkansas courthouse.
I'm trying to remember. I was working for the newspaper then, and I forgot. I definitely did a story on it and made light of it as much as I could.
Right.
I wish I remember the title because I thought it was something clever. But
there you go.
Courthouse goes batty.
There you go.
My proudest moment.
We tried to one-up you. Courthouse goes batty. No. sorry. That was different. Different
it
courthouse.
It worked. So yeah, that's the national news of the, you know, it's got everybody stirred up. I can't wait to see how it all shakes out.
It could be better, you know, like a lot of rural areas, the only time they make make national news is like when a mother got caught drowning her three kids because she says God told her to or something like that.
And then
they've had that here. We've had it in our county. I mean, that's every county. That seems to unfortunately happen.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I can't think of anything very newsworthy. I mean, apart from the you know, the usual, which is just sexual misconduct among teachers and students. Like, that happens a lot, I think.
Just the general dissolution and depravity of your local town.
Yeah. And that's not going to make national news. I transition with nothing else. Segue, ready?
All right.
Yeah. I think I got to really work on being more respectful to old people.
Okay.
What'd
you do this time? Did you skateboard by their house while they're out there and they had to spit at you and stuff?
Skateboarding, radio boy.
That's one of my beliefs that I don't really believe, but I think I believe it. It's like, respect your elders. Like, I really don't think I respect old people that
much.
This
guy's going to be 30 this year. Watch him. He's like, you need to. Those old people, all right? They know a thing or two, all right?
I respect them with my taxes, their Social Security, and health care. That's the extent of it. So I'm sitting out there with Allie, and there's an old person who lives across from my street who struggles and every day, you know, and I'm not going to help them. Kidding me? I don't help old people. And she's like, if you like, she's like, if I lived here alone, I would have already. Yeah. She's like, if I lived here alone, I would have already given her my number and stuff. I was like, you haven't given it to her, have you? Well, I don't want to call. Dude, if you got to help an old lady, now you have an old lady. It's the worst thing. I've done it. I have done it.
I know who she is. I've been in her house. Nah. Swam in her pool.
Well, that's
I had to help her move a sofa, but it was all right. It was worth it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to have an old lady. All right. I don't like. It's like I'll help you up, and then it's like I don't know what to do. It's like what was I even doing? You know. I don't.
Now
I got
with her welfare.
Yeah.
You could use a grandma. Right?
No.
You never got to know your grandma. Either one of them.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so here's your chance.
Don't care.
You got grandma issues.
I think I do. Yeah. Oh my God,
grandma issues.
So here's the thing that spurns all this on.
She's going to bring cookies over.
Yeah. Yeah, don't. I hate. No, don't do that.
Kiss
no
cookies for grandma.
Yeah. I'm a man now. I'm now, grandmother. Have you seen my sideburns? So I'm at the grocery store, and there's one till open, one line, and there's this old man. And he's got an oxygen, like doing the oxygen on him, you know, and I'm looking at him like, you know.
My taxes pay for that?
Yeah. Jeez. Probably. You would have washed out a long time ago.
Guy like killed 100 Chinese during the Korean War. Like save the line from collapsing.
Let me tell you, my lineage was not in danger because of Korea. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to be on that.
Yeah,
all right?
I guess so. Yeah.
I really respect the greatest generation, right? I'm with all that, man. They did stuff that our generation couldn't. I mean, I believe. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'd be willing to jump out of a plane into France, lose your platoon and make your way guerrilla warfare through and scavenge up a kraut weapon and choke out a couple Germans and then finally meet up with your sergeant.
And then get judged by some 29-year-old twat in a line inside a grocery store.
Well, here's the thing. I don't judge. I'm just not going to help you. Like, so I was standing there, and the reason I was judging a little bit, because he had a cart and it was full of meat.
Uh-oh.
And I went there for meat. He had all the meat in the whole store, like all the interesting stuff. This place especially has like a lot of like this is on sale, you know. Yeah. You know, you might think you might not go for a rack of ribs, but you were going to leave with one because it was in good sale. It looks like a good rack. I went there. There was nothing. It was completely cleaned out. I found the culprit up front.
Had a whole buggy.
A whole buggy filled to the brim, like 100 pounds of meat. Easy.
That's going straight to the connoisseria.
Yeah, exactly. So
he busts out his
might be
elderly his geriatric food stamps card.
Yeah, his oxygen tank, and so he's what?
Actually, I think it's the store that was right down from Lara's spot. Maybe.
That's I don't know. It was a lot of meat, and at one point he picks up so the styrofoam tray with the plastic wrap around it, right?
Yeah.
He picks that up. It's empty, and he's looking down. He's like, oh, and it's like steaks. Like the meat isn't choice. I'm going to say that. All right. So
the Mangus ribeyes then.
Yeah, no, he looks down and it's like, okay. And he's picking up the meat back off just the bare bottom of the buggy, or maybe it was sitting on top of pork or chicken or something. He's like, not a problem. And he doesn't even like unwrap. He stuffs the meat. Like packing a pipe, like back through the slit in the plastic, and it's getting blood and juice everywhere. It's dripping.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
mixing with the other animal.
Yes.
That's where COVID comes from.
Exactly. Chickenilla.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was standing there so disgusted at this. And also I'm holding a frozen pizza. That's what I'm holding. Okay. And I'm
going to get meat though, right?
I was going to get meat. Yeah. And so I'm holding the frozen pizza and I'm looking at this guy, all the meat in the world, oxygen tank. He's struggling, though. He's struggling really hard. And most people in their minds would be like, let me help this fellow.
And jack a piece of meat that you
want. And maybe gank a piece of meat on the way. Yeah.
And that's not where you went.
No. I was standing there just like waiting until he was done so I could get out of there. I was also in a kind of a rush.
But not helping to rush him along.
Definitely not helping. No. I didn't want to touch. Yeah, like, that's where I'm at. Like, I don't want to touch...
Your meat
or you or any of it. Yeah. Like, I don't want to catch what you have.
Probably feels like that meat.
Yes. So the lady behind me kind of like looks up at me and goes, oh, can I, let me help you out. You know,
that's cool.
And that's all he was waiting for. And then he completely backed off the buggy and was like, please do. That's basically what I was waiting for.
He's got the oxygen. He can't be like over.
He got it in the buggy.
Yeah. Yeah. But now I'm sitting there. Now I'm standing there cucked. Completely.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, now I'm the able-bodied man who didn't help that poor old man.
And now a woman's having to do it.
And it's a one-person job. Mm-hmm. I can't jump in there at that point or be like, no, I got it.
You know? Wait to the party.
Yeah.
Can I hold your jacket for you?
Yeah. So I just stood there looking really...
I'll take your purse.
Yeah. I'll hold your oxygen tank.
So I just stood there looking really angry. You know, like, don't even bother me.
And inconvenience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another till opened up and I raced to that one and got in and got out, right?
Cut another little old lady off to get there.
Yes, absolutely.
And they probably thought it was me, so now they're...
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm an unabashedly bad person. I've said it a bunch of times. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like I understand it. I'm aware. Yeah. And then when Allie was talking about giving that old lady our number,
and he was
I was
raised
like,
by such good people. I don't understand.
It's just something about it, man. Like, again, it's like a belief. I'm like, yeah, I respect old people, but I never do. Mm. I never do to help. I wouldn't help an old person clean their gutters or go on their roof and sweep off. You've talked about this stuff. I'm like, look, what are you doing? You know?
Maybe it could be worse, though, because I like old people. I like hearing their stories sometimes, and I like helping them out. And but I've never been called cool or quote unquote hip. All right. So but in any case, I almost killed an old person one time. I think I was telling you the other day about it. I went to their house. It was to talk to him about something. It was when I was with the Chamber of Commerce. They had won an award, so I went over there, and it was a guy who's hooked up to a tank, an elderly couple, and
an iron lung.
Not that. He was still talking and little mobile and stuff. But I know as I'm talking to him, at one point he's like gasping for breath, and I was over there like 30 minutes or something. He's gasping, he's struggling to breathe a little bit he's got the whole mask on his face like a CPAP machine or something. But eventually I'm like, oh my goodness, this guy's having some issues, maybe I should leave. And I kind of like looked down at my feet for a second. I realized I've been standing on his air hose the whole time. I had like 30 minutes or something. Like, I just cut off his, I was having to just breathe regular air.
Listen, if a person standing in a certain position around you means you can't live anymore. Say this.
Oh my goodness.
The moment I'm not mobile anymore, kill me. Or don't. I will never burden society like that. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine doing that to the people around me. Wipe my ass. Change my diaper.
Right.
Like, you know, grown ass man. You know? It's survival of the fittest out here. It still is. All right. We keep talking about, especially McCurtain County, feeling like the Wild West. All right. I'm not, you know, I don't know, man. I'm a bad person. I understand it. I just, I realized that over the past, I'd say over the past month, I've been really like, not dismissive, not overtly mean. Old people like me, you know, but just not helping them, not caring about them.
You got that grandson's face. You know what I mean? Yeah. You probably remind them of their grandson.
Because I haven't stolen from them. Like, you know, grandma, you know, pilfered through her purse and slips the money out.
I was thinking,
you know?
They just think it's me. Yeah. They're like, oh, that's that boy, that one boy.
I
don't take advantage of them. Yeah. Like, I don't go out of my way to hurt them. Right. I don't go out of my way to help them.
Right.
I'm just like, act as if I'm not here.
Yes. That's like, you are a passive stander by.
Yeah. Like help, it. I fall in it. I can't get up. I'm just like, you know,
my back.
Good luck with that.
Hurt my back.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, oh, perfect, money, take the purse and get out. I'm also not going to be like, oh, let me help you up and I'll take you to the hospital.
That's something.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. I could have kicked you while you're on the ground, and I didn't. All right.
Yeah, exactly. I do my there you good go, deed for the day. You were unlucky. Yeah. I was here instead of somebody else.
A person's inaction, I guess, can't be counted as an action.
Yeah. People are always trashing Joe Biden for being old and senile, and he's an idiot and a pedophile and creepy and, you know, like, I don't go out of my way to do all that. I'm just...
You're not bashing him.
I just not, yeah, I'm not
But you believe
him.
All those things.
That's true.
You talk about them all the time.
That's true. But there's a wisdom that comes with age. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've never seen an old person be wise, not for
oh,
a minute.
My goodness.
They're from a dumb time.
Yeah.
And
so Tyler thinks COVID-19 pandemic is the greatest time ever.
Yeah. In 60 years, we will have been from a really dumb time.
True.
Stupid time.
Your cars would just barely drive you?
Yeah. Oh. Your car would actually physically rely on combustion?
Yeah.
And moving piston
what
parts?
Is
and
gasoline?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's one of those fossil fuels we learned about in school.
Yeah. It's like anytime I hear about, cobblestone walkways and gaslit streets, gaslight lamp streets, I'm just not interested at all. What'd you guys do for your Chinese food? That's what I want to know. Holy cow. Did you entertain yourself? I'm just, yeah. Oh, so wow. That's my piece for the day. God, there was one more. It was like another instance when I almost like... Let an old person die.
I saw, I mean, you, to speak of old folks, 80, you think of the age 80, and you think old. Mm-hmm. My grandma Connie, as I called her, she was my mom's best friend. Me and my brother went and visited her this past weekend. She's 80 years old, still getting along on her own, doing her own thing, busy body, moving around, making it happen.
Just kicking ass.
Just shout out to Grandma Connie.
Yeah. Why would I want to deprive somebody of that?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, man, I had a great time going to visit.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If Grandma Connie listens, I highly doubt she does. But if she does, shout out. She made sure we had food available for every possible moment we could eat.
Nice.
Matter of fact, after we just got through eating the big breakfast that she made for us, not 30 minutes later, she was like, y'all need some fruit, some fresh fruit? You need something? I mean, she was... That's what a grandma's good for, you know?
Yeah.
Keep making sure you're not hungry at any moment in time you're around them.
Yeah.
Just for one thing. Yeah. Just one of the things.
My grandma, you know, when I remember when I was a kid, she was like, you know...
Getting around? Oh, yeah, dude.
She was, you know, doing it all. Doing it all, you know? No problem. And then our grandpa, you know, he was just like... I don't even remember him. He just played with his missing eye hole, you know? Scared me.
What?
Scared me. Yeah, he
seen
never
the eye hole?
I've seen the eye hole.
I saw it accidentally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
just got creeped out by old people when I was young.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. I'm a little like afraid of old people.
Maybe. I still remember when I didn't meet our paternal grandfather until I was 6, I think. Mm-hmm. And all I knew was that he only had one eye and he had a patch in the other. And I just knew, like, we were driving from Washington State to visit them in Southwest Arkansas, and the entire time I was terrified. That entire like 6-day drive or whatever, I was absolutely terrified because I thought he was a pirate.
Yeah.
And everything I knew about pirates is they weren't real good. That's why I still don't understand why like people dress their kids as pirates nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, rapers and pillagers and plunderers.
Not
and
nice people.
No.
Yeah.
Not exactly what you want your child to grow up and be is a stinky pirate.
You're right, right.
You can imagine they smell. I all smell very, very bad. But my neighbor, he's 96. He's a great guy.
Amazing
but
guy.
There is something about older people. I assume like good food is around, and I've never. He's like on a very strict diet, you know. And his wife, she actually passed away recently, but she lived for a long time, like for the previous 10 years or something, in a nursing home. She was Alzheimer's, I think, or whatever. Mm. But you go over there, and he's like, "Are you hungry? I got Keystone or Natural Ice. Which one of those two would you like?"
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's the secret, right there.
Yeah, exactly.
If
I could just chop it up with old people, if an old dude was like, "Come on in," and he had like just some beer, lit up a blunt or something, and was like, "Let me put on the rap music,"
show you
or something,
some of his
I'd be like,
DMs.
"Okay, dude, let's see my bitches I got on my phone." Uh-huh. That's a whole different story. Get on there and swing music.
If Natty Ice is the secret, though, then I'm just dying. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bud Light turns you into 13-year-old girls, I guess.
Oh, man. Some of the best memes have come from this Bud Light thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
the, we hilarious. Talked about the, there's two things going on in national news. There's McCurtain County officials and the stupid things they might have said on tape. And then the Bud Light controversy, I guess, is still going.
So. I had to do my own little investigative reporting. Yeah, on, not reporting. I didn't report. Just investigative.
Yeah. For your own sake.
Yeah. Yeah. And because I saw somebody.
Good. Wish more people do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, somebody just posted on there, you know, $5 billion and counting lost by Bud Light. $5 billion, you know, just going down the tubes.
How much is the company worth again?
$136 billion.
Doink.
They, you know, after the course of over a few days of this whole marketing campaign, I don't even know what it was. I don't think it was a marketing. You couldn't buy that.
No, you couldn't. It was just like a promotional thing. And if
sent over,
and
to
if
some,
she hadn't, he, so, I don't,
she,
yeah,
it was the polite thing.
I still don't know if he's just a troll, though.
Yeah.
All right. Could be. So, but just for the, whatever benefit of the doubt I'm going to give, I guess we'll go with she. But I still, I still think it is a dude pretending to be a 13-year-old girl.
Well, yeah, that's what all of them are doing.
Yeah,
they're all dudes pretending to be
him
girls.
Him a little more on the nose than the rest of them.
Okay,
okay. So they, we'll just go with that. They happened to put it on their Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and that's where it all exploded. Bud Light was would have
don't do that.
No, let's just keep it between us, friends and stuff.
But so, somebody posted it. That's like $5 billion lost and counting win for us anti-trans people. And now I'm like really like, no, like as soon as I see that, then I'm like, trans lives matter. You know, I get really, it's just a bit, whatever your conviction is.
You go against it.
I hate it.
I love it.
Yeah. So
this is, to me though, it is just such a great example of how like a corporation's drive for inclusivity, for diversity, equality, whatever you want to call it, the DEI, I guess, to show themselves as a very woke and inclusive company.
Diversity Equality Index or something?
And then inclusivity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or inclusiveness, I guess.
Yeah.
But this is where these kind of, this really modern idea, I'm not saying this is bad, but the way that it's kind of being, that strategy is being pushed, let's just say the DEI, that's a very specific kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The way that's being pushed in corporations, it's meeting walls of reality now, where you had one of the big officials, one of the corporate executives for Anheuser-Busch came out and said, well, we did this because we wanted to, like what she said more or less was like, I don't really care for our regular customers of Bud Light, which are, we all know Bud Light drinkers.
Who's drinking
that? Okay, who's drinking
that? Know your base.
we want to go to a higher class of people. So you just said a big F you I'm sorry, just a lot of...
Yeah.
Bud Light is a trashy beer. It's a white, trashy beer. I don't know anybody. I have a good friend of mine, one of my best friends. He drinks the Bud Light Lime, but he would never, and which is nasty. I don't know why. He's always so done gross. It's so gross. He loves that, but
I had a stint of drinking Bud Light Lime.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it can happen. You know, and the ones who like it, they're drinking the Michelob Ultra.
What were you going through?
My good friends pulled me out of that hole and introduced me to Miller Light.
It might be good. Like the on you? First one, but like six or seven.
Yeah. Honestly, the first one isn't bad. It's
different.
Drinking a 12 pack of that
all day.
Not a beer in the world I would. That's not like just the light version or regular. Not no fruits and this and that added. That I'm gonna turn down. I don't really like. What's the one? One of them. Whatever. It's not Coors Light. It's not Miller Light. There's another one, Bud Light, whatever it is. I don't like Bud Light, let's say, but I never. I like Michelob kind of. I'm trying
Michelob
to think
Ultra.
Of the one. Yeah, no, no. I don't like Bud Light. Never did, but I would drink one.
If that's all.
It was
I
the
had.
Only beer. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. If it was only, and there's not a beer, I don't think I would say that too.
You're right.
Well, the Bud Light Lime is that, the one.
If somebody, if you
only had one, I'd take it.
Yeah, maybe. What did he come over with that one time though? There was one time where it was like tangerine beer or something. It was
I had one.
Okay. I will never take one of those.
It was like some kind of Shinerbach or something. Like a Shinerbach,
pomegranate.
Yeah, they do all kinds of weird
unicorn
ones.
Unicorn cum in it.
Yeah. But everybody loved that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's not from, but Bud Light, I don't know anybody who drinks it.
Right.
It was a heterosexual unicorn, that's why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
what's a real woke brand that only woke people consume, or like lefty people, and then they could do the same thing where they reach
kombucha?
Out. Yeah, there like you go, kombucha? Like a kombucha, yeah. A kombucha brand reaching out and being like, you know what, we really want to lower our bar for entry, you know? So yeah. You know, do a commercial gun at a Prius or something.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, a Whole Foods. Guy,
yeah,
it just shows him like driving his big jacked up diesel, rolling coal on a Prius, and he shows up at the Whole Foods and does his shopping and stuff. I mean, this is such a Anheuser-Busch. What were you thinking? This is where you hire some 20-something year old marketing executive and just throw them in a position because they're asking less than what somebody who knows the company ask for. So you just throw them into this position. They come out with this stupid idea and it's just part of a whole campaign that they're doing, which is not a bad, I mean, nobody's out there saying
trans people can't drink Bud Light.
Yeah, it's just this. It's just the particular person that got associated. Nobody really was on this radar that all these companies have been doing. Like Coors Light has been promoting LGBT
since like 96?
Since the '70s. Oh, they were like the first. Yeah, they were all.
Drink our beer.
Yep.
Oh, since, darn it. Can't say that.
But it's not knowing your like if Mossy Oak. If Mossy
I was gonna say,
you know, did an ad, or if did the same thing with like
the Duck Dynasty, you know, new duck call that's shaped like a grafted trans penis, you know, and has whatever who on that.
I was thinking like Mossy Oak and Louis Vuitton do a collab.
Yeah, that'd be cool actually.
Travis Tritt and Tesla or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's just incredibly dumb situation.
You
trash your base. They're gonna trash you back.
Yeah.
And this. Oh,
like cock flavored skull. Like,
oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Little pouches. There you go.
I like somebody made a post though. Like if they would just put rainbow flags on Sudafed, Kid Rock fans would stop. Using math.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. There's some brands I'm sure that could use a flushing down the toilet of, you know, but I'm not going to call them out right now.
Yeah. Imagine if NASCAR endorsed by Joe Biden.
NASCAR.
It would be the end of NASCAR.
It would be the end of NASCAR. Sure. Good point.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, every single NASCAR fan I know personally would probably drive a sword through Joe Biden if they had a chance.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How personal.
I mean, I would.
I love that that's what you use. Yeah. It's one thing like a snipe, like it's from 2 miles away. Yeah, I'd shoot him and I don't even see him, you know? I would drop a bomb on him, you know? But no, none of that's good enough. I want to run a sword right through him.
I mean, I might have to do that and I don't even like NASCAR. Just to be a part of history?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I want to run the sword through him and then have him look into my eyes. As he takes his final breath
up,
like that.
Goody.
You hack up on it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Spill his guts.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Run a sword through him. Goes through the wall, pins him to it.
I'm glad to say I don't think there's anybody in the world that I know that I would want to run a sword through.
No.
Yeah. No. Uh-uh. But I 100% believe what you believe, what you said there.
Until they met him. They'd be like, Mr. President.
Run two swords through you.
Yeah. He'd be like, I'm going to waste my sword.
Yeah, because you know he's not this whole, like, especially the trans thing. That is just such a contention point right now. It's huge.
Gay marriage was 5 years ago.
Yeah, but maybe even.
Man, I wonder now it's longer than that.
Or was it longer than that, however long
it
ago?
It feels like 5 years ago.
Yeah,
but it's like
it was
10
like 2011
now,
or something. Yeah. More than 10.
More than 10.
Yeah. But that was a huge hot button topic. Yeah. And then. All of a sudden, it's cool, or not cool, but it's legal now, so we'll talk about something
else. And people are cool with it, because it's like, you know, you're just gay? Oh,
You're not good.
I can understand.
Yeah. You're not one of that weird shit. I don't understand. I can understand.
Yeah.
You know,
two men. I know what a man is and another man. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to know any more than that.
I've been known to fantasize about Hugh Jackman every now and then. I get it.
Especially Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I forget who, one podcast I listened to, I forget exactly which one that made the point. It was like when gay marriage was like the ones who were for it, when it became like the law of the land, when it was totally allowed, they were just like, look, we just want to make this, just make it, we're legal, and what we do in our house is our own business and stuff. We just want to make marriage legal, and that's it. You know, just be like everybody else.
That's an American value right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was at the end of the day, it was just such a rational, understand, I would never want to take that away.
Yeah.
But now we have this where it's like, well, now we need to let like kids change their gender. Yeah. And I'm not saying
you can't say nothing about it.
Yeah, you can't say nothing about it. Yeah. And we're going to throw science out the window, and we got to let dudes that become women now play sports.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you're talking sports and kids. You don't mess with an American sports or their kids.
Well, it's true. Was it a guy in like Thailand or somewhere that dressed up as a woman so he could play the chess tournament and he won it?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
And then they found out, oh, you're just a dude.
Yeah.
I think they do a penis check.
It's now. Like, no, it's like
at the end of every sport.
They were like, no, it's a co-ed tournament. I don't, like, you didn't need to do all that.
Don't. Yeah. He was also 42, and this is a kids tournament. Whatever. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, man.
Weird times. Weird times. But it is so weird that I would almost guarantee that next year during the presidential election, Dylan Mulvaney will be a topic. It will be a huge topic. Yeah. During.
You think,
I
think I'll run for
20
run
years for ago. It was like,
I steal this joke from Jim Garrity of National Review, where he was like, okay, I'm running for president because if I was president back then, Bud Light would still be around. It would still be a popular brand. You people would still love it. And you let Joe Biden come in. He stole the election and he ruined Bud Light.
That's right.
No. I like I like the idea of more stuff like that in politics, because I'm sick of the whole like, we need to get this country back to church and back to work. It's just generic statements that like everybody claps at or doesn't. You know, it's not like Dylan Mulvaney, everybody.
Yeah. Enough said.
Yeah. And then on the other end, you know, you got Joe Exotic or whatever. I don't know. Is he still?
I think he's still in prison.
Okay. Yeah. All right. He's still like a redneck hero. Not to rednecks.
No, he went to prison, so he's no good no more.
I was going to say, just to make this conversation go full circle, I did see an argument about this whole McCurtain County thing that was like, how is Joe Exotic going to languish in prison when what the sheriff of this county allegedly said is much worse than anything. Yeah. I think Joe Exotic, he's still like hired.
He gave money.
Just gave it to an idiot.
Who was in prison. Yeah. Who has probably killed people before. Yeah. At least from when I saw the guy on the documentary.
Yeah.
So not exactly the same thing, but it was the first time I'd seen the word Joe Exotic in like print in written format a long time. Yeah.
Another decade gone by that we didn't think about. No.
Yeah.
It seems like.
The last thing I would have today is Jay Lindley. Do you remember Pride? The Pride FC.
Yeah.
Yeah. How cool was that, man? That's I've been watching lots of clips on YouTube, and it's so much cooler than the UFC in almost every way, apart from actually putting like talent against talent instead of having really good guys just smash tomato cans.
Which ones have been popping up in your head or in your
Vanderlei
feed?
Silva
and what's his name?
Fedor
Emelianenko. No,
Mirko Krokop.
And there was one other one that
Kazushi Sakuraba. Shogun Hua.
Yeah, he was there too. I'm thinking of Rampage Jackson.
Yeah, Rampage.
Some of Rampage Jackson stuff has popped up in my feed from Pride back in the day.
Dude, same here. So the reason I wanted to talk about this for just a quick second is I think we could use a little more like showmanship and entertainment in the UFC. So I just want to direct you guys to a video where Wanderlei Silva is to fight Rampage Jackson, right? And it's the walkouts for the fight.
Right.
And Wanderlei hadn't been defeated in 10 years at that point or something like that. You know, just an insanely long streak. Scariest human.
Yeah.
Scariest looking guy of all time.
Absolutely.
So if you look at a normal UFC walkout, the song plays and they're up on the Jumbotron and they're just kind of like walking and they get out. And sometimes it's a big thing when Conor McGregor walks out, everybody goes crazy.
Some run, some like
yeah,
sprint,
some run.
And the camera can't even keep up.
Yeah. And then you got all those weird bodyguard guys behind them, like, oh, okay. Like, then not sure what's
run.
Going on.
Yeah. I don't want to run.
Here's how Pride you'd walk out. All right. First of all, that crazy Pride lady, that's, I don't even know her name. That's what she's known as, the announcer. Bruce Buffer is cool, but this lady is insane. She's absolutely insane. So you just got to go to YouTube and type in, you know,
crazy Pride lady,
or just type in like Pride walkouts or entrances or something like that. It's one of Vanderlei Silva, right? It's the camera panning through a massive stadium, completely packed to the brim with Japanese dudes, and it's soaring over the ring and everything, and it's going, it's closing in, and now here comes the pyrotechnics and the water. You know, hydrotechnics. Right. I don't know if that's what it is. And it's just, right? Here comes Vanderlei Silva. It's probably the most 2003 thing ever. It's Sandstorm. That's his walkout song. Yeah. So here's, it zooms in on this enormous platform with a hole in the middle of it, and he's lifting up on this platform as it's going. Yeah. Smoke, water, fire. And he's shadow boxing to the music, and it's the scariest. It feels like they were fighting for the fate of the world.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It couldn't have been more epic if they had.
No, exactly. It was like, and he's the final boss.
Yeah.
And then he's got this big ass staircase he walks down and that long thing he just sprints down, tearing his shirt off and going. He looks like a madman.
Yep.
And it even zooms over. It shows Rampage in the ring and he's like, he looks scared because of this. You know, it was the coolest thing. And not to mention, here goes crazy Pride lady, you know, in the red car from Brazil, you know, like insane, echoing crowd, music, platform raising up. It was the coolest thing ever. And it got me just thinking about how cool Pride was back in the day.
UFC and WWE combined. So it's maybe Pride. We'll get something.
Yes.
As Pride?
Oh,
or well, should I mean, be Pride.
No, you're right.
I
hijacked
right?
you for a
you're
second.
You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah.
It
they did
be.
Just combine.
Yep.
But if you look at Pride, it was kind of like the UFC and the WWE in one.
That's true.
The fights were very real.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and soccer
they had
kicks
some showmanship.
To the head. Yeah.
Production work.
Yeah.
Right?
But then sometimes it was so hard to watch. Because the talent pool wasn't super deep. They had the best people in the world, but underneath them was just they put Vanderlei Silva
it was
up
a big
against
gap
yeah big gap
year. Yeah
they put Vanderlei Silva up against a luchador who's a fake Mexican wrestler. So Vanderlei Silva
and everything?
Yeah
oh no
so Vanderlei Silva knocked out everybody he's ever faced up to that scariest looking craziest looking guy I've ever seen, and then he's up against the guy. He's like, well, he's got a mask, you know? He ate a kick so freaking hard. Like, you saw him slump down and be like, I want cotton candy. Like, that's what he looked like. And it was the same thing with Fedor, who's people still consider him the best heavyweight, unbeaten for 10 years. Nobody beat this guy. But while he did fight elites, most of the time, he was just squashing Japanese guys and just picking them up and putting them on their head, knocking them out. You know, so there was that. And then the freak show fights, too. They put Fedor up against that one dude who's like 8 feet tall or whatever. Just this, you know, maybe he can get it done, right? No, of course not. You know, this is the greatest. Great. I love going back and watching Pride videos.
Yeah.
The announcers were cool. Boss Rutten was
Boss
the man.
Rutten. Oh, yes.
You know, the walkouts, the showmanship. The geese, you can wear whatever you wanted.
Yep.
You can just wear geese, boots, like whatever.
Early UFC, you could do that too.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It's kind of a no holds bar. Soccer kicks, knees to the head of a downed opponent,
foot,
head stomps. All that is in it.
North, so south, elbows.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And whatever, there was like nothing. Just don't, no balls, no eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. You know?
No and separate, would, no punch, no not punching in the back of the head.
Yeah. You start to see what's really effective or not in a fight, you know? like people try and stomp, it's not that effective.
True.
You know,
but it can make you want to move your hand, move your feet.
Exactly.
If you're getting stomped your foot on, yeah. You know, or getting your foot stomped on.
The obvious fight rigging that was going on to keep their talent unbeaten.
Oh yeah.
You know, it was all run by the Yakuza. 100%. That's like the main
Pride
dude.
Was?
Yeah, the That's main crazy. Dude's name was I always forget it. Hirohito Kakayakasaki or something right. like that. Something like it's insane like that. And he was like a Yakuza dude, you know, to the point where they acquired Fedor for free because he was going to sign to like Affliction or something. Donald Trump's promotion. He actually had MMA promotion.
Yeah.
And they like took him. They sat down with Fedor's manager and Fedor's manager left the place like, so yeah, you're fighting with Pride now. Well, how much am I making? Nothing. We made the mistake of trying to sign him elsewhere. You know, like they totally bullied, strong arm, deaths, murder. One of the co-owners was found dead, strangled in a hotel room in Tokyo, and nobody cared, like, or looked into it at right. all. You know, all that stuff. When you go back and watch it, incredible. I highly recommend anybody who's a fight fan at all to go and just Google Pride FC. And bask in the glory of how freaking awesome it was.
Heck yeah.
Coolest thing. That's heck all yeah. I want to talk about.
Good.
Laura Lindley, attorney at law. I'm sweating now. I'm getting all crazy about this. I got hyped up. Yeah.
Hot and flustered over yeah. there.
Laura Lindley, not about Laura. It's about Pride. Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Okay, that's all that needs to be said. Go to Facebook. That's a great place to give her a like, show some support, even if you don't need her services right now. But you might be thinking, what do I need a lawyer for? A lot of things, actually. Yeah. Living wills and deed things, and you bought a place, and you need a consult, you know, yeah. all that kind of stuff.
All the stuff.
You never know how important it is to have somebody like that on your side.
Unless you're a criminal.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah.
Don't criminalize.
Don't criminalize, all right? She's not defending the sheriff.
Nope.
No. Yeah, but that's going to do it. Laura Lindley, attorney at law on Facebook. Give a like. Leave a review if you've used her. We know people that have used her and have great things to say. So if you're listening to that and you have used her,
review.
And then also Google as well. If you Google it, she has a review thing there and you five Google star. It. Type of thing. Yeah, so that's going to do it for this episode. We can't wait to come back to you with what's going to come out next week for the McCurtain County stuff. So, yeah, we're going to see you guys next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.